All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this morning with more candidate interviews. I do want to remind you that we'll be doing this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week and next week in order to get all of the candidates in. The order of appearance was chosen by a blind draw that was recorded on video and is available for review should the need arise. In the meantime, though, we want to welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio a candidate for County Commissioner Position 2. Chad Hansen is in studio. And, Chad, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for County Commissioner?
Thank you, Chuck. I think I have daily asked myself that same question. Ultimately, being born and raised here, I have a lot of relational capital connected to a lot of people within all parts of the county, private and public sector. And I just saw what had been happening over the last few years and thought, and friends of mine, my team, we all got together and thought, let's throw our hat in the ring. And when I say we, I mean we. I'm not doing this alone. I have a bunch of friends and loved ones and business relationships and community relationships that have poured a lot into me. And then I can maybe use some of that capital and some of that experience to help our county grow, help our county be as efficient as possible, and really hopefully to work towards changing the narrative of our county.
All right. How would you go about doing that, changing that narrative of the county? And is it good or bad at this particular time?
Well, we have some factors we can't control. You know, we live in a draconian Oregon as it relates to business and taxes. And, you know, we have massive corporations, the largest corporations in our state, either exiting or trying to exit the state with all the taxes. So, you know, we have some obstacles, no doubt. But locally, you know, we have these factors we can control. We can control code enforcement. We can start to clean up our community where it's legal and where it's proper. We could grow the local businesses that are here. Put as many resources and assets towards the ones that are here, and especially in the traded sector. Chuck, you know, manufacturing is the biggest financial impact on a community. You know, money that comes in, money gets used here, and then the product leaves. You know, we have local like Rogue Valley Door. We have Rogue Valley Door and Grants Pass. We have Taylor Sausage. We have Rogue Truck Body and Kirby. So the county and many companies within the Merlin Industrial Park. So changing the narrative of why not us? And so I think one of the best things we could do is accentuate what we do have. We have wonderful parks. We have a wonderful place to live. It's beautiful here. So how do we accentuate what we do have and people would want to live here?
All right. You mentioned economic development. How would you go about expanding some of those areas that you talked about? How will you make it more attractive here?
Well, it's interesting because I'm really good friends with a few of the manufacturers in Cave Junction. And some of the largest, you know, like in particular, I'm just going to highlight Rogue Truck Body because I'm really close with Keith and Lana Hill, the owners out there in Kirby. They're one of the largest truck body manufacturers in the United States and the largest in the West Coast. And very few people know that. So how do we partner with them? I think we can partner with them by creating a great place to live. It's really interesting. Recently, some of Keith's customers from Southern California have decided to move here because it's so beautiful and there's so much opportunity for their families here. You know, it's not the city, it's not California, and they want to be here. Well, these are people that are doers. These are people that are selling or relocating their business, willing to relocate some of their businesses here because of the quality of life. You know, you're able to have 5-10 acres out in the county and have some privacy and be able to raise a family here relatively safe. And I think accentuating and come alongside the companies, the private companies that are here, they'll tell their friends. And if they can tell their friends, hey, we have a local government who's for us. They're running in front of us regulation wise and trying to knock down as many obstacles as possible to recruit us here.
All right. You mentioned the Merlin Industrial Park, which does face some challenges. Mm-hmm. How would you handle some of those challenges?
Well, they're stuck with a sewer problem. They don't have a sewer system. You know, they rely on putting everything into the North Valley High School. They pump all the sewer into the North Valley High School. So we need a sewer system out there. And it's interesting because I was rough, you know, peripherally involved with the Paradise Ranch way back in the day before that fell apart. And there was a plan in place to utilize the Paradise Ranch and create a sewer system. And I think that if we put some effort into, there's ways that we could create a sewer system out there. I know there's a lot of people who have done work in the past and the documents still exist. And if we put some effort in though, I think we could probably get the funding to, put some economic development through the sewer system into the North Valley Industrial Park. Otherwise it can't grow.
All right. How would you go about that? What's the first step? You say a sewer system. That says dollars.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I'm kind of like, it's kind of a catch-22. We don't want to create more taxes, right? We don't want to, but there are tax incentives, or there is government incentives for growth through economic development. We also could create an urban renewal district out there, where we could create a tax with the current taxes that are being paid out there, create an urban renewal type district in the North Valley Industrial Park, where they could self-fund a bond with their tax money. That's what the City of Grants Pass does with their urban renewal. And a friend of mine and I put together an urban renewal, agency for the city of Cape Junction about 2 years ago as a concept. And we really worked hard with Aaron Kubik, and some of the city helped us kind of understand that process. And actually the person who helped me was Simon Hare. We were trying to help the city of Cape Junction, and it still could happen in the future, but we learned a lot about urban renewal districts and maybe putting something like that together for the Merlin Industrial Park.
All right. Chad, what skills do you bring to the table here as a county commissioner? What are your qualifications?
It's interesting. You get asked these questions and you don't really think about yourself. You don't think about why am I qualified to do this? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm super connected to a lot of people, and I like connecting. I like to, how do we build teams? How do we go find subject matter experts in each department or each task that's needed? No commissioner is going to be the subject matter expert on 25 departments, 5 different union contracts, all of the grant funds that come in from all different sources from the government. It's creating teams and relationships to where there's a level of trust, and it'll kind of eliminate some of the whack-a-mole fear that's probably been happening within the county over the last couple of years, and then hiring trusted people.
All right. Were you happy with the way the current sitting commissioners were chosen to fill those vacancies? Were you happy with that process?
Not overall. I think that, you know, there was a process in place from before. It got really messed up with all the vacancies and non-vacancies and lack of taking advantage of what you're voted to do. You know, we had a commissioner that just kind of recused himself from any leadership there. And not really. I don't think... There was a commissioner or two that previously served as commissioners that had applied. So having some experience in there would have been really nice. Seeing a lot of freshmen in all these new positions, the learning curve is huge, and it's a 1-year position, so it's kind of a stopgap. And I think we could have probably chosen people with experience.
All right, what are your goals should you be elected as county commissioner?
I think one of the goals is educating the public on what is actually, what actually their tax dollars do, what they don't do, what the role of, commissioners are. I mean, Chuck, I've lived here my entire life. I've always voted, but I didn't really understand until over the last few years, what is the role of a county commissioner? And, I think the general public at large doesn't really understand what their roles, responsibilities, what they actually can do and not do. So probably getting as much information into the public's hands on what's true, what their capabilities and responsibilities are. Fiscal responsibility is a big buzzword, of course. Everybody's running on that. But, you know, looking at what are the things we can actually affect, you know, and then we have, you know, a big portion of our income of our budget is funded from the outside. Through grants and those things. And so we're really vulnerable. We don't produce enough of our own revenue to support ourselves. So we're dependent on Salem and Washington DC to fund a lot of our programs. And so getting the public to understand that money might not always be there.
All right. You have about a minute and a half to convince people to vote for Chad Hansen for county commissioner.
To do this, I'm taking a big deposit out of my relational capital to Josephine County. I tell people I've been campaigning for this for 53 years. And, there's naysayers, obviously. They don't know me. They don't call me. They could, or we could have a conversation. But I think you want to vote for me because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to be available. I'm going to build a team. I'm going to be a partner with the other two commissioners that are chosen to create some cohesiveness. I'm going to do my part to create as much of a team effort and some camaraderie and bring some positive to Josephine County. You know, we're cut. I get it. There's only so much meat on the bone. How do we grow? That would be why you should vote for me.
All right. You've got 45 seconds left if you want to use it. Vote for Chad Hansen.
Vote for Chad Hansen. Hey, look, here's a tagline I've said publicly a lot. We don't have a housing problem. I'm in the housing, nonprofit housing world for home ownership, privately funded, Homebridging GP Inc. We don't have a housing problem, Chuck.
Oh, we don't?
No, we have a divorce problem. If we didn't have as many divorces, we wouldn't need so many houses. Many, many of our issues relate back to the breakdown of the family, and I'm never going to waver on that. And we need to do all we can to support young families and young men and women to,
10 seconds.
To be the parents that God created them to be.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Chad Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, asking your vote for County Commissioner position number 2. Stay tuned. We have one more interview coming up this hour right here on KAJO Radio. 90-